This is Tracy Shulmedic, Editorial Director of Customer Interaction Solutions Magazine, and the topic today is first call resolution. I'm speaking with Rob McDougall, President and Co-Founder of call center solutions provider UpstreamWorks. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. For starters, let's talk a little bit about what is first call resolution and why it's so important.
Well, in many cases, first call resolution is pretty straightforward. You know, it's making sure that you deal with a caller's issue right the first time so they don't have to call you back about it later on. More generally, though, it's actually about meeting the expectations of the caller. And most of the time, realistically, that's going to be calling once and getting the problem dealt with. That's going to make the customer happy, right? And that's why the FCR metric is so important. It's not just to the call center, but also to the business. It's because your customers interact with you and they go away happy with what you've done for them. So it's about the critical customer satisfaction metric. And there is a direct relationship here between FCR and customer sat. So if you're measuring things properly, so you're finding and eliminating the problems that cause this customer dissatisfaction, then you're not only going to eliminate those duplicate calls, which is going to make you more effective, but you're also going to increase your customer satisfaction. That's going to reduce your churn and your attrition. And ultimately, that means you make more money. So it's a really powerful thing, because when you improve FCR, you get to count both sides of that equation. You get the bottom line cost reduction and the top line revenue increase, because they're both related to the same thing.
Okay. So how exactly do you measure first call resolution?
There's a few ways. Customer surveys, CRM case management. You can use voice recording and do reviews of that, or use speech recognition and voice analytics. The best practice maxim I've heard is measure everything. So capture all the interaction detail across the entire transaction. And that's going to give you repeat call tracking, but it will go a lot farther. You want to measure first call resolution a few different ways. No single way is going to be exactly correct, but with a few different measures, and then with that transaction detail across the multiple interactions, then you start to get a ton of really good business process information. And this is stuff that you can use to fix FCR in the call center, but it's also going to extend through the business as a whole. And this detail, it's going to help you in understanding the nature of that first call that resulted in a later poor survey response, or it will direct you to exactly where the specific call information on that first call was that got messed up. So if you consider a lot of FCR issues really become apparent only on the subsequent call, you're going to want a level of detail that's going to point you back to the original call, right? That's where the problem was caused in the first place, and that's where you're going to be able to fix things. And the problem with detail, and that's what people have a hard time thinking about, is you get stuck in this PBX reporting rut. And phone information is only one aspect of what you need to collect here. It extends into all of the other call center systems that you use, really. So it can get complicated to track and measure if you don't have the tools available to get the right information. One measurement I left off, because I wanted to hit it last, is just agent logging. And you can have the agent log their impression of the call. You know, did I resolve your call right today? But you can also have them log the problems that they already know about, right? These guys are dealing with calls over and over and over. They know in a lot of cases when they get off the phone that they couldn't help out properly. They couldn't answer the question because, you know, it wasn't in the database. So get the agents logging this stuff, and that's going to give you some of the low-hanging fruit, some of the one-off problems that everybody really knows that are happening, but you have no way of capturing right now.
Right. So what are the factors that go into achieving it?
Well, that's going to depend on how serious you are, how serious the company is or your executives are in improving first call resolution. I ask a lot of people what their FCR rates are, and they usually either say they're not sure or they say it's around 70%. Which is pretty average for call centers, by the way. But nobody ever asks me, well, for what kind of call? And this is really important when you're measuring this thing. You see, the trick here, this is not about measuring first call resolution, which a lot of people do as an end in itself. But it's about making things better, improving first call resolution, and as a result, improving that customer satisfaction. So identifying the one-off problems is good, And if the problem is under your control or the call center's control, you can probably fix it pretty easily without getting a lot of buy-in from other places in the company. But to really hit home, to start looking at identifying, you know, the patterns and the trends that may be call center related or could be external to the call center through the rest of the business, identifying these issues and correcting them, that's going to take a lot of external buy-in from a lot of people. Okay, so you're going to need the executive buy-in. But remember here, the goal is improving things, eliminating repeat calls to specifically increase customer satisfaction. And it's not just about understanding the FCR rate. It's improving customer satisfaction across the whole business.
Right. You mentioned buy-in from a lot of people. I mean, first call resolution, to me, it's like an iceberg. It's a really simple prospect on top, but with a lot of factors under the waterline. There's really so many variables that go into achieving it, that variables that cut across different systems, different departments, multiple layers of personnel, and entirely different technologies. So in order to keep from scaring people off the prospect, what are some of the best and easiest ways to start implementing a policy of first call resolution?
Well, first call resolution starts at the agent's desk. They are the people who really need to believe in what you're doing. So a fair and an unbiased measurement, and these are things that really will start to show you who your best agents are. And the best agents, those are the ones that are going to become your models for your best practices. Your best agents are probably twice as productive as your worst ones. So educate everybody and measure them on resolving the customer's call each and every time. Make sure they know that that's what's important. And really, that is what should be important, right? Helping your customers. And through all of this, you're collecting this this detailed measurement data if you can. And that's going to help you sustain the program, right? A lot of issues may be within the call center. 35 to 40% of them are likely coming from somewhere else in the business. And we all know the only way to get things done in a business is to put dollars and cents onto it, put a cost on it. So measure the impact of this rework, these repeat calls, and put a cost on it, either in terms of a cost per call or maybe even in the customer cost, the attrition or the churn numbers if you can get them. But if you can put numbers on these things, and the detailed information really helps do this, then you can feedback process improvement to really almost any aspect of the business. And the dollars that you're showing them, that's what's going to get you the buy-in if it makes sense.
Right. Well, and we read and hear a lot about the fact that first call resolution should be the ultimate goal for the contact center, but a lot of companies still measure the average handle time as a key performance indicator. And given that first call resolution means the call is likely to draw out average handle time, how do you get companies to reconcile these two basically conflicting KPIs?
Oh, easy, easy. The only conflict here is that if you're measuring average handle time and you're pushing that in the agent's face, then you're telling the agent that that's what's important, okay? And FCR improvement is not about talking longer. And I mean, I've heard, gosh, at least two people in the last month complain about call center agents at the end of the call who keep asking, is there anything else? Are you satisfied? Did I resolve your call today? That's all validation. Improving FCR is about better training. It's better system response times or easier access to information so the agent can do their job. You know, it's fixing the accounting system that's too convoluted for a mortal to use. And ultimately, these things do not increase average handle time at all. They're just improving FCR and reducing the call volumes.
Okay. Now, we hear a lot about analyzing metrics nowadays, and today's solutions, let's face it, provide a lot of metrics. What's the best way to ensure the call center doesn't start drowning in these metrics? To liken it to the old adage, not seeing the forest for the trees, it's sort of like not seeing the knowledge for the data.
Well, the industry still looks at reporting and analytics packages and say, well, how many reports does it have? The information you get from any business analytics system should be a management tool that you can use to improve your call center. So if you look at the data, look at the numbers that are in the report and think to yourself, okay, how do I use this specific piece of information, this number, to improve my business or my call center? Right? There are so many reports out there that are full of things that somebody thinks are important, and they think it's important because it seems interesting, but you can't do anything with it. And it's not really interesting then, is it? It's not really important to the business. You want to be able to use the number, the information that you're getting from this analytics system to find out, you know, this number's too high, or this number's too low, or it's out of whack. Use that number to get somewhere else, to drill down and have it guide you down into that those trees of the detail and help you find the root cause of really what's going on for this particular type of call. And then you can fix the problem and then use the same analytics system to then go back and look and see that it has in fact been fixed and then move on to the next thing.
Right. Okay. Now, this is obviously a very multifaceted topic and it merits in-depth exploration. Are there any further resources you can recommend to explore the topic in more detail?
Well, we've seen there is a lot of interest and a lot of confusion on the subject. So we put together a complimentary 6-part webinar series on improving first call resolution, and it covers a basic introduction, return on investment, complex interactions, and also things like email and improving FCR quality. Series started in January, and we're getting excellent feedback from it so far, by the way. So anyone who's interested can hit our website at www.upstreamworks.com and sign up for the upcoming presentations. We do about one a month. They're all being recorded, so feel free to listen in on what we've already covered and hopefully get started on improving your first call resolution and customer satisfaction rates.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Rob.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright 2008 by Technology Marketing Corporation.